Making radio visual is not hard. The mind does it all the time. If I start talking about a fried egg and a side of bacon simmering in a pan, and then there's a stampede of longhorn steers and I'm rescued by a helicopter, you can see the whole thing right in your mind. But doing a radio show on a live stage presents some difficulties in that whatever visuals you come up with on stage have to be better or more surprising than what the mind can concoct in the imagination. This was the challenge for Ira Glass and This American Life a year ago when they designed a live stage show called The Invisible Made Visible in front of a live audience in New York and broadcast live to movie theaters everywhere.
He says that during the decade that he slowly went blind.
It took me a long time to come to understand that blindness actually wasn't the main problem. The main problem was embarrassment. I had to sort of give myself over to the slapstick of things.
To state the obvious, sometimes it is just a lot easier to see something. Clears things up.
The show could not just be what it's like to watch This American Life get made. It had to be something unique. It had to use dance and theater. And sort of like a church service meets Blue Man Group, the show had to use the audience.
Well, we just thought, like, we've got 70,000 people in movie theaters all over North America and Australia, and it would be fun to have everybody do something all at once that would celebrate the fact that there are 70,000 of us basically in a very big virtual room.
Very churchy, Ira Glass, I'm afraid.
I love that. I mean, I love that. I love that. Especially since the form of the stories on our show is so much like a sermon, where it's like little anecdotes, and then somebody's just like, now here's what we're to make of that anecdote, just like a sermon. I feel like it would be very appropriate.
The film, which features Tig Notaro, David Rakoff, OK Go, David Sedaris, and others, is now available online to stream or download. Making radio visual is just the kind of challenge Ira Glass enjoys, exploring the medium he's been working in for nearly four decades.
When you're doing a radio show, it's such a novelty for the audience to see you at all. And after they get off the first shock of oh, that's what he looks like, I think people are pretty excited to be in the room. I think it's just so surprising to see us in our physical form.
Does this work non-live? In other words, and this is something I deal with every day because my show's live. Your show is typically not live, although you do the show live from a studio. So there's a studio live experience for the host. But, you know, there's something about live that's different than non-live. Did you experience that in doing this?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, being on a stage in front of people is so dramatically different from being in a studio. A studio is such like a small, quiet, intimate space, whereas there's an intimacy to being on stage in a small theater, but there's something about this which is just, you know, it's hard not to want to just like dance around and project and just do anything you can think of to amuse people. It's less one-on-one for sure. Like radio is built around one-on-one. And as soon as you're standing on a stage in front of people, you've ended that equation completely because it really is a kind of like saying there's hundreds of you and there's one of me or you know, five of us standing up here. And so the emotional math of it is very different as a result. And then I think, you know, you get certain things from that and you lose certain things from that. I mean, I think there's a quiet to some of the stories, to David Rakoff's story, for example, that he tells on the show. This is just a couple months before he died, that if he were doing it in the studio and the radio, would have a kind of power in the silence that surrounds anything that's in the studio. And in the fact that when you're in the studio, it's almost like the camera is always on close up, you know? And you know, compared to that, seeing him standing there on stage, you lose something for sure in the power and intimacy. But I think you also gain something by just, you know, part of the story he tells is about getting cancer and what he lost and the powers we all lose as we get older and more infirm and looking at him standing there and you know he looks very, very thin. He doesn't look so great. Gives it, I think, a different kind of power. And then when he at one point, I mean, this isn't a secret, we broadcast this on the radio, like at some point he breaks into dance, and to watch him dance is kind of incredible.
Like I said, that's a long time ago, and a version of myself that has long since ceased to exist. Before I became such an observant, I'm sorry. I
am wondering who.
I try to simulate it. When we aired that story on the radio, I sort of describe him dancing. But you know, there's, you know, seeing is a different thing.
Oh, it's a completely different thing. And what it gives you, and again, it's so powerful to see David Rakoff now that he's gone, so alive there on stage. What that live moment gives you is all of the intention in what he's doing. He just gives you so much, I am committed to this like nothing else. His voice is amazing and utterly mesmerizing, but just in an abstract form telling a story, you don't get that sense of, I'm bringing my whole life to this. And I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. It's funny. Like when we're putting it together, I didn't think of it that way. I think because I'm not as experienced as putting things in front of a camera. And it wasn't until, you know, we shot it and did it that I could see that was there.
Hmm. Well, there's a quality of live where the audience is completely with you. So you can be nuts and they'll absolutely go with you. But if you pull your punches in any way, if you're wimpy in any way, it seems like on stage, they just punish you. So the stakes are higher and lower at the same time.
Yeah, the stakes are. Well, though, no, that's not higher and lower. That's all higher.
All higher.
That's just you can succeed or fail with the jury sitting right there to let you know how you've done. That's the great thing about radio is that you can just tell yourself how you did. You know what I mean? You just, you know, when you're in a studio. Isn't that how you do it? You know, you get to the end of a show and you have an internal feeling about like, oh, yes, that one was a good one. You know what I mean? Like, and there's no literal audience reaction to contend with.
Oh, well, if I only listened to myself, truly, it would be very bad reviews every single time. So,
Aww. So
there needs to be some. Yeah, the voice has to be the chief concern I have in radio is getting way too much of my own. I don't want to drag the audience in there. It's a scary place sometimes.
I had weirdly the opposite experience here. Like I go in front of live audiences a lot to promote the radio show, and I'm probably on the road every 2 or 3 weeks giving a talk somewhere, and so I'm very used to being in front of a live audience. But this show had so many cues. Like I feel like I don't necessarily think other people can see it, but I can see it. In the first 10 minutes of the show, I just looked a little freaked out. Like there's something like 168 cues in the first 4 minutes. Like we're running these slides against audio, and every slide is a separate cue that somebody's running, and I'm hitting music cues and audio cues on stage myself off of an iPad, and the iPad wasn't really working quite right. There was like a second long delay every time I would hit the button, so then I was trying to hit the buttons early to compensate, and I could just see like the level that totally like pulled me out of getting any kind of energy from the audience at all and into a kind of like I'm a technician running like a little space launch here.
Well, classic vaudeville, right? You know, what am I doing here? Oh, my God, it's on fire. You know, it's just exactly how vaudeville shows work. I don't know. I loved it. Maybe I just love you actually having a serious challenge in front of all of us.
Well, that, truthfully, that's like, I think if you're lucky in the work you're doing, you know, in any kind of job, like, you know, sometimes you get to try something that's really, really hard and you don't know if it's going to work. And that's definitely what this was. Like, definitely, this show definitely was like, I don't know if we're going to pull this off. And that was the fun of it, I guess.
Congratulations.
Thanks, John.